The schools of thought have been divided in the understanding of divine justice. The first school has reached the conclusion that the justice of Allah is derived from the divine act. In other words, justice is what God does, and whatever God does is just. They say there is no such principle of justice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must follow. Allah is the most powerful. Who are we to say Allah must follow something? In this understanding, it is made clear that the understanding of good is only good because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said it is good, and evil is evil because Allah has said it is. There is no such thing as our intellect dictating what is good and what is bad. Therefore, speaking the truth is a good thing because Allah has said it is good. Our intellect cannot tell us this is good or bad. The next school of thought, the Shia, have reached the conclusion that the justice is an actual and concrete reality within existence. This means the way justice serves as a criterion of human actions, likewise it serves as a criterion for the divine action. The Shia believe that good and evil is good and evil because the intellect dictates them to be good and evil, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has programmed this in the intellect. This is where the Shia differ from the first school of thought. The first school said, what God says is good and bad, the intellect has no room to decide. But the Shia say no, there is something as good and the intellect can decide that. For example, telling the truth is good, respecting your parents is good, and our intellect has decided that. By our intellect, we have deduced that there is such things that are good and there are things that are evil. We have deduced by our intellect that justice is something good. When someone does not violate my rights, it is good. There is something called justice, and God acts according to that justice because the intellect can deduce that which is just and that what is not just. But we still need to answer the definition of what we mean exactly by divine justice. In lesson 1, we said it is not social justice that we apply to ourselves. Then what is the justice we are talking about?